This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Can't hear anything. Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about empowering yourself. And, you know, we're talking about empowering yourself, and we're talking about what you can be doing right now to actually get it going. I know that a lot of us are a little overwhelmed in the situation we're in right now, and, you know, it's just the way life is, and we have a lot of things that we're going through. So what do we do to make those changes in our life right now in the middle of chaos? I know that many of y'all are saying, hey, I can't believe that we're in this situation. I can't believe that we're in a situation where the news is overwhelming. I can't believe that we're in a situation where I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I can't believe that I'm in a situation that I've never been in and I've never dealt with in my life. And so it's not just you that's dealing with this right now. It's all of us that's dealing with this right now. So how do we deal with it properly? How do we overcome the pitfalls and the issues? How do we get powerful? And how do we begin to work on that reality? Because I don't know about you, but there's a lot going on. And I think that most of us are a bit overwhelmed. We're stressed out. We don't know what's going to happen next. We have no idea what we have in for us in store. And I know that in many parts around the country, we've been told that we're asked to stay at home for not only this month, but for another month. What does that mean? And I think that, you know, one of the things, too, is that because of so many questions and because of so much fear and because of the worrisome of what's going to happen, we're putting our own lives on hold. We're putting our lives on hold. We're not getting the things done that we need to get done, and we're not focusing on where we want to be at and what we want to be doing. And this is critical, guys. This is critical. It's like, are we just putting our lives on hold until eventually all this stuff's going to work out, and then we're going to come out of this, like, situation, and we're going to, like, just start living our lives again? I think many of us are confused. I think that we feel as though we just need to keep in waiting in fear and anxiety. And I feel like a lot of us, too, we don't know where our strength is coming from because we're worried because it's something that we haven't experienced. And so on today's show, joining me here later on here in the hour and throughout the show, we got Liz London. Liz is going to be joining us here in segment two. She's going to be offering us some tips and tricks of something we can do actually to become more powerful. She's going to help us to understand better of how to use sound and use sound to help us to create a better reality. Liz Lennon is our sound alchemist, Portal to the Divine, founder of the Portal to the Divine, and she's going to be joining us. She's basically a sound alchemist, a sound master. And, you know, a lot of us overlook the fact of how sound directly relates into our life and how it can benefit us. You know, just like anything else, many things can benefit us that a lot of us we're not realizing because we don't realize the intricacies and how amazing we are as beings. And once we get to understand this, we understand how sound and light and all that stuff works at the same time, which is so great. Joining us later on in segment three, Dan Nelson. Dan is our genealogist, and so he's going to be talking about some historical information, some things that are going to help us, and hopefully we'll have a powerful slant to some of this stuff so that we actually, you know, quite honestly realize we are very powerful individuals. Okay, we are very powerful individuals, and a lot of times we don't realize that, especially now more than ever, dealing with what we're dealing with right now. We get overwhelmed. We don't feel powerful, and we feel small. Later, also joining me by phone, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. And Reggie is, you know, an amazing wealth of knowledge when it comes to perspective, especially in times of these. We're all in a different place, right? We're all in a different segment of our life. We're all dealing with different things in our life. Many of us are dealing with our children now at home, and we're homeschooling. Many of us, our businesses have been deemed unnecessary. And so we're working from home, trying to struggle to balance everything. And that can be extremely challenging. Some of us are trying to keep it together, get to work, do what we need to do, and still really focus on the big picture. And some of us are needing to stay home and really be aware of our health so that we don't put ourselves in a health situation and put ourselves in a struggle situation. And Reggie, which is great, has been through this and he understands this. And so I feel like he also presents us with a great perspective from a position of understanding that and empowering yourself and not just waiting to live while we're going through the process. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about how you can empower yourself, what you can do to empower yourself right now, because I think in talking about empowering yourself in a vacuum when everything's perfect is a lot different than talking about yourself being empowered when we're in the middle of a crazy matrix situation where all this chaos is happening all at one time. And we don't know what's going to happen next. You know, Reggie, great to have you on the show today on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Allergies are kicking my butt, and it's kind of screwed up my voice, so I apologize for that.
Well, I'm glad that you've allowed us to know it's allergies. It's interesting how all of us are freaking out if somebody coughs or sneezes. It's like the end of the world right now. So I get the allergies, and so I know that you're mitigating that. You know, on today's show, we're talking about empowerment. And I think all of us come from a different perspective. But, you know, like what I was saying, it's a lot easier to talk about empowerment and motivation and determination in a vacuum. It's a lot easier to talk about motivation, determination, and empowerment when things are really great and there's nothing going wrong. But right now we have a million things happening. We have all kinds of crazy stuff going on. We have the media that's really extremely fear-based. We have a lot of things that we have unanswered questions to. And we're trying to still center and focus on what we need to be focusing on.
Well, the thing that I want to remind people about, and this is something I learned over the last 5 years dealing with this life-threatening illness, we try to cling to what we thought was normal, and it never really was. That's the flip side of trying to control our environment, which we never really did. We just fooled ourselves into believing we had control. So the first thing, the most fundamental thing that I want to remind people to do is in this time of shifting unknowns, daily shifting unknowns, instead of freaking out, just be completely transparent with one another about the things we fear, the things that we do not know. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Just be bluntly truthful with ourselves, with our children, with our spouses, with our parents, because we can't feed them freaking out as well. Now, that may sound like a lot to chew, but I guarantee you, when you just come out and tell the truth, it's like a romantic comedy. You spend 2 hours trying to figure out what's wrong, and then finally somebody tells the truth, the whole story resolves. So just tell the truth. Be blatantly, painfully honest with yourself, even about the things you're scared about. And if you're scared about something, that means you don't know something you need to know. So start looking for the answers. Rather than run away and hide, you have to face it. And you have to get comfortable with not knowing everything. That's okay, as long as you don't wait for somebody else to serve you the answers on a silver tray. You need to go out and look for it. You need to read. You need to go out and talk to people. You need to call your doctors. You need whomever you think can give you valid information or more information or a new perspective. You reach out, because nobody has time to save you. You need to save yourself.
That's true. And it's like we have to really focus on what we need to be focusing on. And I found that in these struggles and times when we're dealing with an overwhelming amount of fear-based media, we end up getting overwhelmed. We get in a position of inability to act. Okay. I think that a lot of people struggled with the same thing back in 9/11. Okay, let's look at 9/11. You remember when you woke up that morning and the plane goes through the World Trade Center and we had all these situations. We had the Pentagon thing. We had all that stuff all happen at one time. Boom. And you remember how the whole world changed on a dime and how people literally were walking around in a daze.
Right.
Okay, here we go again. We've got another situation. I mean, it's almost like the Matrix where we're like learning a program. We're right in the middle of this, okay? We're in the middle of a situation. You got chaos. You got buildings falling. You got all this stuff going on. How do you focus when all the stuff around you is off the chain? How do you get back into that groove to focus on what you need to focus on?
Well, I think keep it simple. The basics. Do I have food? Do I have a plan to get food? Are people helping me to shop for things? Are we helping each other shopping for one another? We are out looking for something for ourselves, and we see something that one of our neighbors has been having trouble getting. Pick it up. I mean, what can you do today? Is the garbage being picked up at your facility? If it is, great. Have they changed the schedule for garbage? Get to know the new schedule. It may be a nuisance, but get to know it. Just look around at the things that you can reach for and do something about.
I agree with that. And so, you know, that's the thing is whatever you're needing to focus your world around right now. I know that some of you are in the middle of a big process in your life. Some of you were working on a career. Some of you were going to school. Some of you were looking at starting a family. And some of you were really working really hard on a book or whatever you were working on that was really going to make waves and changes. And so how many of you can look at it right now and say, you know what? Honestly, I've put a lot of stuff on the back burner. I've put that on the back burner. And I understand for a few days putting these things on the back burner. But honestly, we've got to realize that we need to embrace the time that we have. We don't. It's not like they're going to give us a back end of time. Like, okay, well, hey, I lost this month or I lost this 2 months. So somehow or not, I'm going to get another 2 months given to me. And that's just not going to happen. We have to use to the best of our ability what we get. And so throughout today's show, Reggie and I are going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how to really focus on what's most important in your life right now. Not what's most important to every single person on the planet. Not the fear-based media. We're not going to be talking about the death toll today on this show, okay? And, you know, what I haven't heard, I'll be honest with you, is all the people that have actually survived this. And I think it's really quite sad that we focus one thing than another. Again, that's a fear-based resolve, right? Because if I get you so scared and so based in fear, I'm going to completely get you literally isolated. I'm going to isolate you from everybody. I'm going to stop you from progressing. And at that time, basically, you are just living to live. You are just living to live another day and praying that this all goes away. However, a big lesson right now is that we can't just keep glossing over day after day. I see a lot of people posting on Facebook, and some of it's funny and some of it's not. But the idea of drinking ourselves to oblivion every night is not what we need to be doing. The idea of smoking a bunch of weed every night is not what we need to be doing. We need to be focusing our minds and our bodies to doing what we need to do. So stay with us. Reggie will be here with us the whole show today. He'll be calling us by phone because we know we got to be smart about this. Some people don't need to be leaving their house. Some people need to really be focusing that from a health position, right? So we don't want to take things for granted, but we also want to keep living. Also in the next segment, don't forget, Liz London is here. She's our sound alchemist. This is her first amazing segment that she's going to help us to understand one thing that we can do right now, one thing that we can do to really focus our energy and something that can release a lot of stress and anxiety. And we don't have to pay for this, by the way. We don't have to go buy anything. We don't have to go buy it on Amazon. We can get it right now. And don't miss later on, Dan Nelson will be live in studio as well. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about empowerment, motivation, determination, and how you can keep focused and not lose your cool. Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in 2 shakes. Are you an artist?
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about empowerment, how to feel powerful in these times of change, these times of fear. And so right now, I want to introduce you to someone special, someone that's going to be on the show and is going to help us to not only get prepared, but to power ourselves up and to feel good. Joining us live today is Liz London. She's a sound alchemist. She's also the founder of the Portal to the Divine, where people can uncover their sacred sound. Liz, what is something that we can do right now that can help us alleviate stress in these stressful times? Something that doesn't cost us any money, but something that really does work.
Hi, Ashley. I want to reach out and let everybody know that I'm very grateful that they're listening today to the show. And there, I do have a simple technique that I learned a couple of months ago from a teacher in Sedona, Arizona, and it's very amazing. It can help people alleviate their stress pretty quickly, and it involves your breath, taking a deep breath and sighing. And the sigh breath is called an instant tranquilizer. It's a simple breathing method for releasing tension in your chest, diaphragm, and neck areas. And it also can be an excellent way of managing the symptoms of anxiety or panic.
That's interesting. So that alone can really help us. How often should we use that technique on a daily basis?
Well, anytime you feel like you may be getting into a stress situation or start having racing thoughts or, shortness of breath, you can stop, take a deep inhale, hold it, and then, and release all that energy. And you can use those sounds of those sighs to deal with any emotional blockage that you may have. Let's say you're feeling a little frustrated about something that's just occurred. Instead of reacting to it and wanting to just flip somebody off or just tell them how you really feel, stop, take a deep breath in, and make that sound, that emotional sound that frustration is holding in. So we can use the sigh to have a positive reaction to our external stressors.
So the sound that we produce from the sigh, the highs, the lows, the higher pitch, maybe the happier pitch or the more really deep pitches really change, kind of augment the different energy that we're expelling at that time?
Exactly. And so let's say you want to feel pleasure. So you take a deep breath in, and then you have that sigh that you feel like is pleasurable. And if you do that 3 to 5 times in a row, your body will automatically go into a pleasure energy field. And with the expelling of the anger or the deeper tones, or just if you want to, let's say you need more power in your life. So you take a deep breath in. Whatever tone that you need to own your power, sigh that and release it, and you will feel more empowered. It's really a magical and very simple way to engage the breath. And the minute you get into your breath, you're focusing on not just what's going on around you, you're focusing on something internal where you have a sense of control over what's happening in your life. You perceive things differently through your breath and through your sighing. So thank you for letting me share this little tip with everyone today, and I look forward to sharing more in the future.
Well, we look forward to having you back on, and where can we find you on the web?
PortalToTheDivine.com.
So stay tuned. We have a lot more ahead. Reggie's here in studio. We're going to be talking about how to empower yourself. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other Connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits will make your partner happy.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. top leaders in Congress made it clear there'll be another coronavirus rescue package amid the stark need for federal resources to fight the pandemic and the economic crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have started to outline fresh priorities, signaling a potential thaw to the sniping and an opportunity for renewed bipartisan ground. McConnell said in an interview with the Associated Press, there will absolutely be a next measure, and said that health care must be at the top of the list. McConnell said Congress should focus on correcting any shortcomings in the just-passed $2.2 trillion aid bill and rely on health care experts for solutions to wipe out the virus. Nancy Pelosi said the next coronavirus aid bill should continue to build on the bipartisan relief bills that Congress has passed so far. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about empowerment, determination, motivation, and how to do all that while dealing with all this. I love those texts that you get from people. How are you doing? What are you supposed to say, how are you doing? You're supposed to say, I'm doing great? Oh, things have never been better. Oh, this is the best time of my life. I mean, what do you expect me to say? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm here, right? I'm here. We're here, wherever that is, right? And so on today's show, we're really focusing on that. Joining me by phone, Reggie Harvey. Joining us later in this segment, Dan Nelson. Dan is our historian. Reggie has his amazing perspective because he's seeing this whole thing from a different perspective than you and me, and I'm seeing it different from him and you and all that great stuff, and so that's why it's called Perspectives. Liz London, great, loved her segment on sound healing and sound alchemy. It's very cool because there's small things that we can do to make ourselves better and to make ourselves feel better. And, you know, really, if you think about it, that's like a life force thing. So it's not really that small. It's just simple. It's simple. Simple things can be the best things, right? And so let's get to simple things when we're talking about this empowering. It's like a lot of people can be empowered when it's easy. But how about now when you have all these things going on? And right before the break, back in the first segment, Reggie and I were talking about, you know, so we have to be focusing on what we need to be focusing on. And for some people, that's continuing to write that book to empower other people. For some people, it's making sure that you stay healthy, okay? Because you have other health stuff that you have to deal with, and so you have to focus, keep your eye on the prize. You know, Reggie, you know, we talked about all this empowerment, but I think one of the things that we have to do is realize, what do we want to be doing, and what would we be doing right now if this wasn't happening? And how do we continue to focus, even if it's in a limited way, how do we keep focusing our energies and attention on that?
Well, Ashley, when I went on medical leave, I didn't know what to do with myself for the first 2 or 3 months. And then all of a sudden, I woke up one day, and my entire body just gave out. I had been existing on a very tight schedule for years. You know, every morning I'm up at 4 o'clock, I'm at my, driving to my office at 5, I'm at my desk at 6 a.m. I worked until 5 o'clock, I drove home, and I just did that day in and day out. Well, suddenly that was taken away, and my entire body just exhaled. And I could barely get myself out of bed. I didn't hurt, I was just exhausted. Well, I never had that kind of time before. And I didn't know how long this exhaustion was going to last. But what I figured out is, well, while I'm lying there trying to figure out if I'm going to get out of bed, I started thinking about the things I used to do or the things I had on my to-do list. And I found myself laughing a lot at myself because I had prioritized things that really weren't of a priority at all. I just decided they were. And in my weakened state, it might take me 2 hours to actually get out of bed, shower, and put on my underwear and socks. But I was determined every day to keep moving. And every day ended up being different. One day, I was at my doctor's office to sign my medical power of attorney papers, and I picked up the pen to sign it, and I couldn't hold the pen. Freaked me out. It wasn't nerve damage. It was just another idiosyncratic thing that happened to my body. But every day I tried my best to pick up a pen and write my name. It was the most frustrating thing for 3 or 4 days. And then suddenly, on the fourth day, I could write my name. But if I had stopped trying, who knows? I may never have gotten that. Fine motor skill back. And that taught me the lesson that take the time that you do have while you're not doing what you had planned to do to review the things that you had focused on so diligently. And you'll find half of them aren't that important at all. The other side of it is you can't decide that what happened to you today is a prescription for what's going to happen to you tomorrow. That's not true. A lot of motor functions and bodily functions shut down and kicked back up. I never knew what day was going to bring. But I learned to not fret over, well, yesterday was a bad day and I had trouble walking. I'm going to have trouble walking all this week. No. Tomorrow, I might be just fine in that area. Something else goes awry. So I learned to live through the unknown and not necessarily fear it, but just try to figure out, okay, what's haywire today? What's working good today? It sounds easy. It's not. But that's when your mind over matter issue kicks in. And also your mindfulness, being acutely aware when something isn't right. And instead of being afraid of it, try to figure out what is actually going on. So when you get to your doctors, you can tell them accurately about your experience. You don't need to try and diagnose it. You let them diagnose it. But if you were paying attention, not reading anything into it or leaving anything out, it's part of that transparency thing we talked about in the first segment. Then you empower them to help you and to explain to you what happened and how you can anticipate or maybe see some symptoms beginning to build and avoid a complete meltdown. So it's just about your attitude, never giving up, thinking clearly about the crazy things that you thought were so important, and then reevaluating going forward. But I'm not going to waste time on that silly thing. I'm going to pay attention more to my children, or I'm going to pay attention more to my aging father or mother, or I'm going to pay attention to that plumbing problem that I have been putting off. I may not fix it, but I need to get on the phone and find someone who can. You know, just reorder your life, simplify it, and get the things done that need doing. And then also, don't take yourself so damn seriously. Laugh at yourself and how crazy you've been about a certain little thing that was just a pet peeve of yours.
That is powerful, Reggie, and I totally agree. You know, not taking yourself so seriously and really focusing and putting things in chronological order of importance. And that's what we need to be doing. And I think Reggie states it so well. And he's going to be talking later on here in the hour. We'll be offering some nuggets of wisdom, of information that we need to really focus this. And so now I want to bring on Dan Nelson onto the show. Dan is our historian, our Live Your True Life historian. And he is going to help us to really focus on some history. I think the history is going to be helpful because history is a good thing because it can, well, you know, help us to maybe put things in perspective, right? Because that's just the way it is. History repeats itself. I mean, you know, we were talking even about the Spanish flu, and you go back to all that, and you can understand there's a lot of things repeating itself. And it's not going to be that bad, right? But we have to go through these processes because it's part of life. Dan Nelson, great to have you, our Live Your True Life historian. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Ashley. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Glad you're well and doing well. And I'm looking forward to learning more about what you were sharing in our last show. It was very interesting. Continental Congress. We had Lincoln. We had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Hopefully today we can, for a moment, take everyone's mind off current headlines and share some mystery and some history. But the last segment, we discussed this mysterious silver teapot that, you know, legend had told us that it resided with the Continental Congress in Independence Hall. We sort of checked that out. And I promise you it'll eventually tie into the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And, of course, the teapot now resides in Enid, Oklahoma. So less glorious in terms of where it sits now. Not creating a whole lot of new stories, but want to investigate these stories that we'd heard. So we, of course, talked about last time that the teapot made it into as a family heirloom in the Smither family of mine in Oxford, Mississippi. We talked about the way that it came by way of the Thompson family. And I'm sort of like, you know, who are these Thompsons? How did they fit into the picture? Because as far as I know, there wasn't, you know, any Thompson family on that side of my family tree. So first thing I did was, since it came from the Continental Congress, is I thought, well, I'll check all the records of the Continental Congress. And I found no Thompsons involved with the Continental Congress or the Declaration of Independence, which is sort of surprising because Thompson's a pretty common name. Most of us probably know people with the last name Thompson. And then I thought, well, maybe I missed something. So I called the curators at the Continental Independence Hall, and they also assured me there were no Thompsons involved. So then I thought, okay, well, I'll go back and make sure in our family tree there's no Thompsons. But I could not find any Thompson surnames in that side of the tree. So then the next thing I did was, you know, I'm starting to think, okay, this may be lost to time. This story, if I can't find these Thompsons. But I did another review, and I did find one Thompson name in there, and it was actually a Kate Thompson Smither, who was the sister of my great-great-grandfather and the sister of Virginia Smither's father. And just to refresh, Virginia Smither is the person that inherited the teapot and passed it down in her family. So I thought, well, I need to find out how Kate Smither got this middle name of Thompson, since it's not a family name. So I was able to track down her great-great-granddaughter, Gloria Gonzalez. And I asked Gloria, I said, Gloria, do you know how this Thompson name ended up as Kate's middle name, as your great-grandma's middle name? And she said that she knew exactly where she got the middle name as the story had been passed down to her years before. And she said that Kate Thompson Smither always went by the name Kate Thompson. So if you saw her walking down the street and say, hey, Kate, you said, hey, Kate Thompson. And she said that when she was born in Oxford, Mississippi, she was named after 28-year-old Kate Thompson. And Kate Thompson was the wife of the notable Jacob Thompson. And at the time that Kate Thompson Smither was born, Jacob was the Democratic congressman in the U.S. House of Representatives from Oxford, Mississippi. So he's a notable person. But still, you know, lots of us are born and not named after a congressman's wife. So there has to be more to this story. And we'll touch on it more later, and particularly in another segment about Kate Thompson. And she was definitely, you know, we're talking about empowerment today. You'll see as the story unwinds that she was definitely, for the time, that time in history, an empowered young lady and took some steps to ensure the safety of her family. But we'll talk more about that. Anyways, this Jacob Thompson, he was a prominent and wealthy cotton planter, and he started with a pretty good stake in life because his father expanded his mother's vast fortune from the Van Hook family of Pennsylvania. And as of 1860, Jacob Thompson was worth $900,000. And that would be equal to $28 million today. So by far the richest person I've came across. That's used to record the value of your property and then the value of your property and other holdings in the early censuses. So that's how we know this. So Jacob moved from North Carolina to Mississippi, and at age 28, he married 16-year-old Kate Jones. And Kate was the only daughter of another wealthy person named John Peyton Jones. He was worth $90,000 as of 1850, so only 10% of his son-in-law's future holdings, but still a lot of money for back in the day. That would have been $2.8 million. So that gives you a little more about Kate. Now, let's talk about Jacob. So when Kate Thompson Smither was born, Jacob was actually being considered as a Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate from Mississippi. But instead, the Democratic Party went for a guy you've likely heard about named Jefferson Davis, who eventually became the president of the Confederate States of America. So Jacob served in Congress with another guy you may have heard of named Abraham Lincoln, and allegedly they'd formed a true and lasting friendship. They crossed the aisle, you know, a Democrat and a Republican, a Northerner and a Southerner, a pro-slavery and an anti-slavery, and said that they each admired and respected the manly qualities of the other. And Thompson recognized in Lincoln a real friend and not an enemy of the Southern way of life. So in the 1856 election, so we're now out about 7 years from the Civil War, actually about six, Thompson supported James Buchanan as the Democratic nominee. And when Buchanan got elected, he rewarded Jacob by making him the Secretary of the Interior. So off they went to Washington again, and it was a big deal to get invited to the Jacob Thompson home, because Kate was considered a lovely woman possessing fine taste and judgment,
And they really made their mark on the Washington Postal team because...
That's awesome. We're going to have to wrap up, Dan. I can't wait to hear more about this story next week. We have more to talk about, and I can tell you where to get a hold of Dan. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back in 2 shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at SurvivalistCamps.com. That's SurvivalistCamps.com. Trust your family's survival to SurvivalistCamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we've been talking today about empowerment, motivation, determination. We've had Dan Nelson, our genealogist, our historian on Live Your True Life Perspectives. You can get more information on him by going to Dan's Genealogy, Dan, with an S, dansgenealogy.com. And we're going to talk more about that next week, too. He's going to continue that story because I know that a lot of us are interested in that, and I know a lot of us are interested as far as a history background and, you know, understanding more about Lincoln and just all that great stuff. So, you know, it's just some really, really good stuff going on here today. So Reggie and I are going to give our nuggets of wisdom on some things that you can do to really drive it home. And this is something that we're going to be working on. I actually have a webinar scheduled for this coming week on Wednesday. So on the 8th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, on the 8th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can actually find information on that by going to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, clicking on the radio show page, and you'll see a banner right at the top. Click on that, and you can register. It's all free. It's just getting together. I mean, the only difference between this and other Zoom meetings that they have is that they're drinking on those Zoom meetings. I'm not going to be participating in alcohol. So other than that, it's pretty much the same as sitting around and having cocktails, but we're going to be talking about your future, productivity, and purpose. Reggie, lasting thoughts for our audience today.
We've talked a lot about changing norms. And I want people to put a lot of your pent-up energy into visualizing how different and how much more efficient you would like your life to function. Explore things in your mind as to how you can make things better, what things you can let go, how you can communicate better with others, how you can ask others to share with you the thoughts that usually remain unspoken, and welcome those new inputs and new behaviors with open arms. Because life is not going to go back the way it was before this crisis. That never happens, just like it didn't in 9/11. But we can look forward and free ourselves in imagining how we want to participate in our future.
Powerful. And Reggie will be on the show next week. And from his perspective, I think it's so powerful, guys. I mean, you know, he has been a metamorphosis. Like, he's been a butterfly and changed. And he's gone through different changes like we all have in our life. And being able to understand that and comprehend that and understand where you are right now is where we need to figure out. I mean, it's up to you right now to figure that out. It's up to you. What means the most to you right now? What is something that you want to get done? What is something that matters most to you right now? And I understand everything that's going on. We're not taking away from what's going on. But what we're doing is we're focusing our energies on what we need to be focusing our energies on. Okay, so I want you to really take a moment right now if you're listening to the show. After the show, I want you to get out a notebook, a piece of paper, a pen, or get on your phone and take some notes in the notes section. Many of us don't see those notes, though, unfortunately. They go by the wayside because we don't ever look at them again. So write it down where you can see it. What are some things that you want to accomplish in this lifetime? What are some things that you were working on to accomplish before this all began? Okay, all of this. Because it's become most of a distraction, you know what I mean? To be able to focus on that kind of stuff. And we need to really work on that. And we need to figure out, what can I do today to empower myself? What can I do today to impact and to change my life? Instead of looking back and looking at 60 days of, wow, I gained weight, I took up, I started smoking, I started binge drinking. Instead of looking at that and saying, that's what I accomplished, or, you know, really, I didn't really accomplish anything, looking back at it and saying, you know what, I accomplished a lot in a situation that wasn't the most positive, in a situation that was overwhelming, and in a situation where in the beginning I felt completely rocked. And I'm not saying, I think most of us still feel like we're in a film, we're in a movie, and we're the subjects in the film. And I get it, okay, I understand where you're feeling. Because it's real and it doesn't feel real at all. Okay, so we're there. But why not take this moment to really focus on what we can do to empower ourselves? Because the more empowered we get, the more we can deal with what's happening around us. Right? Anytime we feel empowered, we feel strong. Anytime we don't feel empowered, we feel weak. The only way to manage the situation and overcome our situation is to be strong. And in order to be strong, we have to figure out how we can strengthen our ability inside ourselves and outside ourselves to be the best person we possibly can be and to be better than we were yesterday. So take the challenge. Instead of pouring that huge martini, take the challenge of writing this list of what you want to do in your life and what you want to accomplish right now. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in effect this time. Free shakes.
CreateYourCause.org started with a passion. A passion for making a difference in the world. Inspired by the collective efforts of people like you, who work really hard for a cause worthy of your efforts. But a cause needs funding. And we know that effort and hard work can only go so far. A cause needs funding to be sustainable. So we created a platform to assist with raising money, using your most valuable asset, your supporters. From environmental causes to helping the families of fallen soldiers, we know that no matter what your cause is, it's what matters most to you. There's no time like the present. Create Your Cause today. Go to createyourcause.org. That is createyourcause.org.